Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance and spend some time there and read, listen, ask questions. You got 5 seconds, you got 15 minutes, anywhere in between on any topic under the small business sun. We got something for you there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. My newsletter, I hope you'll subscribe to that. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. And my poll question, every week we ask a different question. We want to know what you think. And so all you got to do is click on the answer and you will see how the poll is going so far with your vote. Adam Boyden is with us, folks. Adam's the president of Conduit.com. He's a good Brain Trust member of ours, has been with us now for a couple of years. And we're talking about the online world. We're talking about your future integrating the online capability with maybe with your traditional storefront, Main Street storefront. Right, Adam? I mean, this is something I keep reminding people. It's not a matter of either or. It's not a matter of you forsaking what you know and all the infrastructure you have. It's a matter of incorporating the new tools into the old tools, into the traditional tools. What do you think?
Absolutely. You know, let's use an example. I'll use the ski shop example again because I'm going through it. But if you go to a small business ski shop, you're going to build a relationship with the owner who's an expert and ask them, you know, where's a good place to ski, what equipment, and so on. That ski shop owner has the opportunity to dramatically expand their business by offering the equivalent advice and tips and so on online. You know, if they build an app which not only shows the equipment that they're selling, but also, for example, says which resort has got snow tomorrow.
Right, right.
That's really valuable to everyone, and everyone will then want the app, and they then can develop a conversation and build a relationship with the consumer.
Well, here's another thing. Here's another thing. I'm going to go online, and I'm going to find. I want to buy a new pair of skis, so I want to. Or boots, let's say. And so I go. Yeah. I go online. I do some research on which boots have the best. Have the best new technology and the pricing and everything. And then I know which one of maybe there's two different brands I want to buy. So I start looking local. I start shopping around for a ski shop local so I can try the darn things on. Exactly. And if I go to your website, maybe you don't let me buy ski boots on your website. You don't have an e-commerce component, but at least you have a catalog. Yeah, we sell Salomon boots, and yep. We sell, you know, whatever the others are. And oh, okay, these guys have what I've decided I like.
Absolutely.
But now the other guy who's across the street, he doesn't have that catalog. Well, guess where I'm going first?
Yeah, exactly. He's going to go to the shop if it's local, or he's going to start searching.
Right. And you know, folks, you've got to have customers. It's what customers want that matters in the future. And
exactly.
and this is why I'm so excited about apps, Adam, because customers are going to demand apps more in the future. They're going to want the app experience more in the future. And so whatever customers want, folks, somebody's going to give it to them. And the beauty right now, Adam, is you and I have the technology as small business owners to give them things that years ago we couldn't have done.
Exactly. That's the key thing, is that, you know, there are two forces at play here. You know, on the one hand, consumers are, as you've said, are demanding apps, which are basically small pieces of program which allows a full experience between the publisher, the shop, and the consumer across different platforms, whether it's the browser world or on the mobile device or what have you. And then the other is that the tools which are available to help people build these things are getting more and more powerful, so they don't need fancy software engineers or web developers.
Right.
And that's where somewhere like Conduit will come in.
Well, for example,
helping publishers.
Exactly. So maybe that Salomon snow boot I was talking about. You know, I mean, I don't have any stock in their company, but I just remember them from when I used to ski. Maybe they put an app up on Conduit, and the the company that sell the little company, local company, makes that app available to their customers, their prospects.
Exactly. Or even better is that the local shop can adapt the app and merge it, which you can do through Conduit, so that.
Tell us how that would work for a company. Let's say we got this little ski shop, and they want to make this app that's available by one of their vendors. How would that work?
So let's just use a really simple scenario and come up with two things. One is that the shop is actually, in this case, trying to sell ski boots.
Right.
So they've already, let's imagine that they have a website and it's got mm-hmm. sort of basic catalog.
Right.
They reformat the HTML code so it appears in the format of an app. An app is about 500 pixels by 400 pixels on a web page, so it's relatively small.
Right.
But it allows the consumer to search within that for the content.
About the size of a YouTube window, something like that.
You go. That's a great description. And then the other piece is that you want the consumer to have use of this thing on an ongoing basis. So let's say that the big thing for skiers is that I need to know if it snowed. Mm-hmm. So they then can plug into the local weather feed for using RSS for various ski resorts.
Mm-hmm.
And using our technology, that button on the browser will light up when a new alert comes in about mm-hmm. snowfall. And so this is really valuable for the consumer because the consumer can see the button light up when there's new snowfall, and they therefore keep.
And this is a very cool, totally available to you, use a customer experience.
Yep.
And that's what I want to talk about when we come back. The customer experience, folks. This is why I think that apps are your future. Apps are sexier than the browser. And customers like that, and that's the reason I think it's your future. Right back with Adam Boyden. He's with Conduit.com. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.